Nelson. And right now, I'm inviting you to tune in to see. Thank you.
die, and I love her. Sounds of relaxing pan music on a beautiful Sunday afternoon in our fair city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Thank you for joining us. I am sort of filling in the big shoes for the Boom Boom Time crew, and I am going to look for the hostess of this show. There we go. Let me just get you here, Patricia. And how are you doing on a beautiful, lovely day?
I want to know who you love, sir.
I love everybody.
Oh, especially today.
Yes.
What a pretty day. Pretty.
It's beautiful outside.
Well, we don't know about that. It's beautiful to look at, because I lie down here and I'm staring at the blue sky and I see the sun, you know, the gentle rays. But me say, me afraid to go outside. Me not come out from Friday.
No, I was outside. I was fooling around and Superman dropped by. I was fooling around with my car there because it hasn't been starting as it should. Just because it wasn't driven for 10 days, then it decided the battery wasn't strong enough. Brand new battery. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I could imagine everybody, because we had our nephew in from Toronto. And time when he ready to go back Saturday morning, because that was it, car not start.
Yeah.
But, it got together. But it certainly is pretty, and if there is a day for love. I mean, every day is a day for love, right?
Right.
And sorry, for Hallmark, I'm not make no money this year because cards were non-essential. A good thing, me have read construction paper, so me sit down and draw some heap of cards, and I have a whole bunch of stuff from mass camp. So me put little glue, the pages glue, and I make my four cards, and then me pack up my mess and go sit down. And now I'm watching everything, I'm good. I ordered my Caribbean food hut Valentine meal.
Ooh.
My goodness, ooh, what a great, what do you call that?
Spread. A great spread.
He's a great friend, yes.
No, spread. S-P-R-E-A-D.
Yeah, man, me have a spread too with it. And I don't see we fighting over the macaroni pie, right? I'm not sure if I'm touching the wine because I'm drying out.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is good. And we had bought Mama J's red velvet cake for my nephew.
Right.
It done? How it done? You lick it up? You hear what she says?
I lick up the red velvet cake. It done.
It done. You enjoyed it, Storm?
Yes.
You could not save a piece of Uncle Stretch. I would not tell anybody, you know. I would just eat it quietly.
And if me live right in the same house for her and she didn't save a piece for me, what make you feel you will live a quieto, go and get a piece?
Because I am.
And she won't gain weight. I don't know. Boy, I mean, I know.
No, but I've prayed for the girl gain no weight. She all right.
I mean, did Marga like she, you know?
Yeah, and all of us, believe you me.
Yeah, you know?
All of us.
That song you were singing, did you ever sing it to anybody, or did when you...
You know, Pat...
Sing it?
Yes.
Like your eyes with people in the audience?
I'll be honest with you, we did, and because in those days, singing in a band, it wasn't so much for money, it was for the popularity, I'll put it that
okay.
way, okay, and when this song first came out, and I Love Her, and most of the Beatles songs, we worked at the Hilton Hotel, doing their nightly shows from 10 to 11, and then somebody else, the Crystal, some Montego Bay, would do from 11 to 12. But we did all of these songs, and the most money I ever made is at a place called Upper Deck in Montegobie. I think they still have it there. I'm not too sure. Beautiful club at the time. And a song had just come out called For the Good Times.
And they had a... Don't look so sad.
Yes, yes, that one. And they had this drunken group of Americans, and I loved them. Because every time the song finished, he would call, Hallelujah, for the good times of our time. Boom, $20. $20 in 1969 was a lot of money. And yeah. He did that for five times. So I came up with a nice $100 bill. And we split that up in the band. But that was fun. It was fun, you know. We did all of the songs that you can think of in those era. We did them because it was
what
so fun.
Is the ultimate love song for you? Or what does a song have to contain?
Number one, it has to contain emotions. You know, simple as you take it. It has to be believable. You know, you can get a guy to sing a song and he'll sing the hell out of it, but it's plastic all the way through. You can hear it, you can feel it. It's nothing. But you get a guy...
You know what that reminds me of? We were in an apartment birthday party, and my brother Peter was with his woman at the time, and we were all waltzing. I'm with Angel there. About little couples. And R. Kelly's, and I think I could fly. I think I could touch the sky as well. My brother singing it to his lady friend. And then all of a sudden, me hear this big strokes. Say, black man could sing some stupidness for woman, baby.
Oh, God.
And that was it. Every couple, the dancing done, start to break up and along. Ultimate love song. Like when you hear that, you look away and smile or something, a memory.
You know, there's so many of them, but I really didn't have a specific love song. One of them I loved was Love Songs Are Back Again. What was the name of this guitarist that played a song at this big orchestra, a song called Love Is Blue? And because I love to dance, I wasn't the greatest or the best dancer, but we love to dance. And with that, and Love Is Blue, and Maria Elena, Los Indios Tabajaros, these two brothers from Brazil who found an old guitar and they use animal guts to make their guitar strings. And they play that. And my leader, my guitarist, who was leading the band at the time, his name is Ira Bromfield, living in Buffalo. He used to play that song. And believe you me, whenever he started, dead silence. The people, you can know, when you're up on a bandstand and the really people are absorbing the music, you don't hear any noise, eh? You'll see them looking at you, but no noise, because they're just absorbing what was being done. And he was very good at that. So I learned the words to that song. And even though I didn't know what part of it meant, but I used to sing it with him. And no, it's true, you know. I mean...
Okay, so now, let me dig down, deep down.
How come you ask me them questions? Let me
maybe
ask.
Maybe for this part. Yeah. Hold on, let me... My last question, all right? And we could whisper, because I have a feeling you're going to get in trouble. What was your wedding song with your beloved Anne?
Oh, my God. I don't remember that. No special song. I don't remember. I don't even...
Does Anne listen to Boom Boom Time?
Sometimes. I hope she's not listening now. But
okay. Nobody call and tell her.
I can't remember. I am no good with dates and all and such things, you know. Like some people ask me, what year did I get married? I have to take off my wife's wedding ring and look at it. I don't remember.
Oh, because it's inside, inscripted in your ring.
Right. And I know.
But are you romantic? Like, were you the one who bought chocolates and flowers and sit outside of windows.
Yes, I know, but I firmly don't believe in Valentine's Day. I know I'm going to get killed for saying that, but it's the truth, because one of the things is it's a money-making venture. Why should
but
I?
But this year, like, how money-making?
Eh?
How romantic? What do you have planned for later?
Later, nothing special. We're going to watch the news with what's happening with Mr. Trump in the States. I'm sure we're going to be watching that 60 minutes at 7 o'clock. So, nothing special.
I'm
going
to have to call my auntie and tell her that she has to get you into shape.
All right. All right. You're asking me all kind of questions. All right. I was at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of the song that you danced to?
Here and Now by Luther Vandross, and then Dingolé by the Shadows. Because
you see,
Dingolé was the first time we kind of waltzed at Maracas Beach at sunset.
Wow. Wow, the man must have made an impression on you, man.
I'm not saying nothing. All I know is if we have any quarrel inside of here or anything, or we bet, or we malice in one of the picnic for Alicia, it's storm, we'll go and put on Dingolé and we start to laugh like two idiots.
Oh, boy, that is nice. That is total. What year were you married?
November 21st, 1992, after a six-month romance.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, you're like my madam.
You was there.
I was there, of course. She would remember the dates and everything. But me, I'm lousy with that. I can't even remember sometimes what I did the day before. But that's good.
And in fact, you know, the first time we held hands was on, it's coming. March 3rd, 1992. It was what you call that thing there? After the carnival. When you go on to the pan, last lap.
Mm-hmm.
Ash Wednesday. Yeah, just as midnight stroke Ash Wednesday, we notice everybody walk off left way. And it get quiet, and then he says, "Your hand's cold?"
And I said,
"No."
I like
I
that.
I said, "No." I said, "Why? Why are they in your pockets?" And hey, blush! Got it! So we take out my hand, and he held my hand all the way along Traggery Road, all the way back to Buller Street.
I want to say, on a romantic bad boy.
Bad? We have all sorts of little stupidness, but... And my kids are like that as well, to a certain degree, nostalgic and all that kind of stuff. And even growing up when you had your song, like there was a gentleman, I call no name, he does our song with this other girl, and I thump him down in the dance.
Oh, God.
The whole of the NDG basketball thing the following Monday, Lord, they crucify me. But I stopped thump-dung people now because I'm hitched.
You're hitched and hitched well, too. You ain't going no place.
Yep.
You know, I remember the first time I saw my madame. And I knew I was going to get married to her.
Go on, stretch.
No, I'm serious.
Where?
In Toronto, Canada.
Cool.
I was going to school and I had finished and come back. I had finished and come back waiting for my transition to up north where I did my apprenticeship, everything. But a friend of mine, one of my best friends, his name is Lenny Danforth. He told me to come down that weekend because we used to go back and forth. And I went to Toronto, and he was playing at this young lady's party. And I went with him. You walk with the two little speaker box under your arm, and him walk with four boxes of records with the turntable and the little amp, right? So I went with him to this party. And during the party, I kept seeing this tall, good-looking woman. She dressed different from the regular Toronto crowd. So I said, wow, look at that. So it was not until the last song being played that I decided to make a move, because I'm basically a shy person. And there, woo! Yep. Move, go apart. And there it was, bang. And I knew, bang, I was going to get married to her. I knew it from the moment I met her.
How long are you guys married now?
About 40 years.
Yeah.
I think
no,
so.
No, man. Is love 35. Dead, you think, though?
Pardon
me? Do you
think
love is dead? Do you think
no,
romantic
no,
love
no,
is dead?
No. It's just that this generation doesn't cater to loving people, each other, the way we did. In my generation, not your generation, but my generation, you would stretch out your hand to ask a lady for a dance. I remember being in a soca village with my touring posse at the time. It was Anna, Nicole, and Heather. They always go with me everywhere on a Saturday night because they didn't have to pay to go in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm standing there near the bar, and this guy come up to I think it was Nicole or Anna. What, girl, I could go dance, no?
Jeez, on ages.
So she look at me and I look at her. I said, if you move from here, you and I, you're going to let him drop you. I couldn't believe that. I mean, come here, girl, I could go dance, no? I said, no, you can't talk to the young lady like that. In my days, we could never talk to anyone in that sense.
But do you think after COVID that we'll even remember all those social niceties of when you go out and somebody asks you for a dance? I don't know what's going to happen when we go back out into one of these situations.
You know, I am looking at New Zealand, okay?
Mm.
New Zealand went into action the moment they knew everything was what was happening. Mass, social distancing, everything, blah, blah, blah. They had some concert there last Friday night, 30,000 people, no mask, no nothing. They have one case of the COVID in New Zealand. So if we do it right here, like, now they're getting all kind of mutating off of these viruses. But we have to go with what the scientists are saying. Wear the mask, social distancing. It worked in New Zealand, and it's working in Australia. Working in several places, Seychelles Islands and all that. You know, but I don't know why it can't work here, because we don't seem to believe. The first world people who are supposed to be educated and smart people don't believe that these masks and stuff work. So I give up, you know.
Well, I will turn inside my house, looking out, and call, asking people their business, and texting and WhatsApping and living life and just doing the best I can and spending time with my daughters. Come on, he could run me ragged. I just have to keep Marcus away from him. And that's it.
Yeah, it's a tough game, you know. It's a tough game, and if people don't hear, they're gonna feel, you know. And one woman on Facebook was telling me that I'm an idiot because I believe there's a pandemic. So you know what I said to myself? Instead of arguing with this one, I'm just gonna block her. Because how do you convince...
Why you block her? Why you never just forward her to me, make me eat her for you?
I could do that too, you know.
Very good.
Because that is
Howard,
so stupid.
Howard? Know?
Yes, ma'am.
I love idiot you. You understand? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's... I feel sorry. I felt sorry for her. Really. I did feel sorry for her. You know, and...
today what we're doing. We're going to play lots of Rosemantic music.
Rosemantic music, a lot of Rosemantic music. I'll play.
What's
for you.
Your sexiest calypso for you, like, or romantic calypso or soca?
I love Hello with Kes.
Yeah, okay.
And this guy from St. Vincent used to sing with oh God. I'll tell you after.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, people, if you're listening to the show, go on the Boom Boom Time Facebook page, BHUMBHUMTYME. Put down what you think is your sexiest calypso, or romantic soca, romantic R&B, romantic reggae. All right? And let's see if the music still have a lot of love. For me, I think the soca is, I want you, and I could tell you want me to. You're going to rock back on me. You're going to push back on me. Why? Patrice and Kes.
Okay.
R&B, it has to be either The Righteous Brother or Al Green's Oh, My Love.
Unchained
my
Melody.
Ah, yes, Unchained Melody. And reggae? Oh, I cannot remember. Well, definitely I don't want to wait in vain for your love. Bubbling Love, How Can I Leave? By Dennis Brown, right? And, of course, Rampin' Shot, If It's Dancehall. Goodbye, Howard.
All right, my dear, I will... I will see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Text me the list that you just bawled off there. I wish you would have done this. You're like some of the people who listens. In the middle of the show, could you play this for me? Could you do this?
So, listen, play anything. I don't have a ball when you play.
No, no.
You better pray I don't talk out your business too. Goodbye.
I don't know business.
Get me off the phone fast. Get me off the phone fast.
All right. You know, yeah, we're talking about songs that you loved. And I'm going to play you a singer that I had the pleasure of seeing her up close in Jamaica. She died, I think, last year. And all I remembered when she was passing us, all I could think of was Goo Goo Gaga. Gaga, goo, 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 goo. I was stupid. And that was in 1969. That I can remember at the Carib Theater. They had brought her and Dionne Warwick to Jamaica and at the Carib Theater. And we were the local band that got the opportunity to open for them. And I'm going to send this out to you too, Patricia, because I know you love this woman.
This one. And there's a special Boom Boom Time listener who, if it is the song I think it is, will always used to play it with her husband. So enjoy today's offerings and pop up your broomstick and your pillow.
All right. This is Miss Nancy Wilson.
After, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds of Love, Standing Tall on CKUT 90.3 FM, Turning Back the Pages of Time. A song that will make you love. And it says, I can't make you love me, but at least I'll give a try. Miss Nancy Wilson. Sweet. On Boom Boom Time, CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
Just hold me close don't patronize. Don't patronize me, 'cause I can't make you love me if you don't. You can't make your heart feel something.
Miss Nancy Wilson, a beautiful singer in every sense of the word. Had the pleasure of watching her up close and personal. This is somebody you'd love to see in a live stage show. And she's no longer with us, but her voice is still there. Somebody just requested this one, and I remembered her doing this song, and I imagined. I was standing to the side of the stage, and she was just looking at me. I said to myself, no, you're dreaming, but Nancy Wilson, can't take my eyes off of you.
You're just too good to be true.
Sounds of Love on your station, CKUT.
Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so
And I thank God I'm alive. 'Cause you're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. Oh, but if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. Oh, 'cause you're just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you. Just too good to be true. And I just can't take my eyes off of you.
Beautiful voice of Miss Nancy Wilson. Where else in the city of Montreal would you hear something like that? I mean, CKUT is, as one person said, she hasn't heard that since she left England how many years ago, and thanks for playing it. That's why we're here, all right? I want to take you back to 1966. We used to be the opening band. This is why we got so many jobs. A guy just died the other day, Ronnie Nazareth from Byron Lee's management. And what he used to do is send us with different artists if Byron was booked that night. And one of the artists he sent us with in Ocherius was an artist called the Mighty Sparrow. And to be honest with you, none of us knew anything about Sparrow or any sort of calypso per se in those days, because they used to have Calypso Hour on RJR, 5 minutes to 8 every morning, you know. And whenever one of the Calypsonians were coming to Jamaica, they always went on the northern section of Jamaica. So we only got to hear them when we were assigned, we were given a job. Because to be honest, we didn't play any of their songs. And it's only in the latter part of 67, 68, 69 that we started playing Sasaye and another one from, what's the name, that group from Barbados. But anyway, this is a song that was done up by the Mighty Sparrow, because he heard us doing this song. So it's by a guy named Tony Gregory, but he did this was his version. I'm getting another song in the background. Nancy, time to go, darling. Let me get this back. A lot of people didn't know Spyro had this fine voice. Sorry about that. The Mighty Spyro, along with Byron Lee and his Dragonair, still standing tall in the hearts of lovers and others on CKUT, your station, 90.3 FM.
Why do I keep fooling myself when I know you love someone else? Only a fool breaks his own heart. I pretend that I don't see when you walk with him down the street. Only a fool breaks his own heart. I have to admit it, even though you hurt me so. If I'm a man, I'd let you go. It's no use trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own. I'd let you go. It's no use trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool.
The voice of the Mighty Spyro from out of Trinidad and Tobago, and still sounding good as usual. I don't want to get in any trouble, but somebody said he was born in Grenada and he grew up in beautiful Trinidad and Tobago. So two beautiful islands. Another man I want to take my hat off to because he's enduring. This guy has been, he's been around. Suddenly, by Mr. Billy Ocean, still standing tall. 35 years later. Wow.
Used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly suddenly you're in love. Ooh, yeah. Well, girl, you're everything a man can want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm looking for. Suddenly suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair will last forever. Oh, suddenly life has new meaning to me. Suddenly, you're in love. Suddenly, you're in love.
Suddenly, you're in love. A request for the mighty sparrow one more time.
Why do I myself when I know you love someone else? Only a fool breaks his own heart. I pretend that I don't see when you walk a fool breaks his own heart. I have to admit it, even though you hurt me so, girl, I can't forget it. If I'm a man, I'd let you go. Love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. I have to admit it, even though you hurt me so, girl, I can't forget it. If I'm a man, I'd let you go. It's no use trying to hang on to a love already gone. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool breaks his own heart. Only a fool.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The productions Nuit d'Afrique and Tidi Bang Group are proud to present a musical encounter between Africa and First Nations with Mi'kma'Africa, Jele Tapa, and Anaknid on the stage of the Nationale and broadcast live on Nuit d'Afrique's Facebook page, Friday, February 26th at 8 p.m. More info at productionsnuitdafrique.com.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Now more than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
A listener just texted, and not just a few minutes ago, and asked me to play anything by Anita Baker. So here we go. Anything by Anita Baker. Where's Anita Baker? I just found her a while ago, and then she's disappeared. I mean, okay, come again, Anita. This is one beautiful lady boy. I'm giving you the best that I've got. A day of love. And this person says to send out a big shout out to Sister P for him. All right.
Ain't there something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me? Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy sea.
Yeah.
gonna try a little soul music here now. The person who requested that is all over. I can't play. I think a radio station here in Montreal who would play these songs on a regular basis would make money, you know. Because there's so much people want to hear these songs, but, you know, we can't. We just have to, I'm nearly finished 1 hour. Yeah, I'm finished an hour already, 4:58. You know what I mean? So I have to play for everybody, and I'm sorry I can't satisfy everybody. But that's the way it is. CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm looking for Ed Sheeran. All right, this is it? Yeah, this is it.
When your legs don't work like they used to.
This is a request, folks.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day, and I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms, kiss me under the out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow.